Hi guys, we're here at a really cute little rural park, and I want to talk to you about plans. You know, we all make plans, such as maybe going on a vacation, buy a new car, take skiing lessons, and then we maybe get that phone call. Things have changed. Maybe someone is sick, or we've had an accident, and that changes everything, and we can't do our plans. Things have changed. Well, over in Matthew chapter 4, 18 through 22, we read about the disciples that Jesus called. He called Matthew, and Matthew was a tax collector, a great business. And Andrew, Peter, James, and John, they had it all planned out. They were fishermen, and they were professional fishermen making good money. But then they met Jesus, and oh my, their plans changed. Their plans had a purpose, and that purpose was to share the gospel. So sometimes in our lives, things change. And when they do, and we're wringing our hands thinking, why did that happen? I don't understand. Well, we need to lean in and trust our Heavenly Father, and to know that He's with us every moment in that change. And when we lean in and trust Him, then we know that change will have His purpose in it. Even though we're not liking it and we don't understand it and it don't even feel good, we have to trust that God has a purpose for it. In Proverbs 19:21, it says, many plans are in a man's heart, but it's God's purpose that will prevail. So when we go through this, let's look at this with a positive attitude, trusting our Heavenly Father. And when we do have that peace, and we know that He's got us, and that this change is for God's purpose. Isn't that awesome? Isn't that awesome that He can use us like that? Read Matthew 4, 18 through 22, and Proverbs 19:21. Until next time, sweet dreams and night night.